from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us right now, Steelers Insider, to talk about it, brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally, lgkg.com. What gives? I mean, did they not like any of the players that got cut by other teams in the last 49 hours?
Well, Tony, I mean, there are some acquisitions that, you know, still could happen. This Brandon Ayuk thing seems to be coming to a conclusion. I don't know if it's going to be today, tomorrow, or the weekend. But listen, I mean, we're almost, a week away from the 49ers opening their season, and it seems like they want to get something resolved there. So, it could be that that's the first domino, and then maybe we would see some other moves. I still think they're going to acquire a slot corner, whether that's via a trade or some other manner. I think those are the two big positions we're looking at, receiver and slot corner, and I don't think they're done. I still think there's work to be done here.
Ray, how likely or unlikely do you think it is that they actually still come all the way back around and end up getting Ayuk when all the dust settles on this?
I mean, it doesn't seem like he wants to be in San Francisco, Chris. Hasn't shown up for practice the last 2 days. He didn't show up to a team function, a dinner. I think that was today or that was yesterday, maybe. I forget which. It seems like it's coming to a head. So if I had to put a percentage on it, if it's going to happen, the Steelers are pretty much the only team left standing. So I would say at this point, 80-20 that it happens. I don't know a timetable on when it's going to happen, but it seems like it's almost, I don't want to say an inevitability, but it certainly seems like things are in the Steelers' favor right now.
Ray, one of the other things that people have bandied about and speculated on is the conspiracy theory as to why their practice squad hasn't been released. Every team has done so. The Steelers have not. And Kadarius Toney is still a free agent. So do you think they could be working on signing him to their practice squad?
Well, I think there's a different process for vested veterans in terms of, guys who don't have that status. So you saw 8 announced today. Maybe some other teams have added veterans. I haven't really looked at what the other teams are doing. But, I think eventually those 6 spots that will go to veterans, obviously will be filled by veterans.
I don't think Toney technically is one, though, because he's still on his rookie contract, right, Ray?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's eligible for that.
I thought being a vested veteran was 3 years of service. I could be wrong, but
okay.
I don't think being on a rookie contract is the same as being a vested veteran.
Okay.
So, most of the guys the Steelers just signed, were not veterans. So I think you'll see those guys added here in the next day or so.
Ray, I'm still reeling from the 80-20 thing on Ayuk. You've blindsided me there. I was expecting a much lower number on the percentage chance they get Ayuk, but I'm trying to move on here. As far as slot corner, is this, again, a move where you think they're going to pick over what's still out there or actively try to trade to acquire somebody?
Well, being 20th in a waiver wire claim didn't do them any favors. So I think acquiring one via trade is probably, the way they're going to go on that. And, it's not something that the Steelers haven't done before. You know, they got Vance McDonald about a week to go before the season. And, you know, Vance was a pretty sharp guy. He stepped in and was a contributor, you know, pretty much early in that first season he was with the team. You know, maybe you can get a veteran slot corner who can pick things up quickly and, you know, you go that route. If not, Beanie Bishop's the guy. And, you know, he's been banged up. And hopefully, you know, they sat him and he rested and, you know, he's good for the season. But there's almost no pure backup for him on the roster. They would have different options with safeties coming down to play slot and that sort of thing. But there's really no backup on the roster other than Thomas Graham, who's on the practice squad. So we'll see where that goes. You know, I do think they're going to add one here in the next couple of days. And, you know, just sit tight. I think it will happen.
Ray, let's get into some of the injury stuff. Chances that Troy Fautanu is out there September 8th against the Falcons.
I'm going to say he'll be inactive at this point. I still want to wait to see what happens on Monday. If he's a full participant on Monday and they are hell-bent on getting him into the lineup because they feel he's that good, then, yeah, it's a possibility, but I don't think it's a great possibility right now.
Hathorn said with us yesterday he thinks it's Spencer Anderson over Mason McCormick to fill the shoes of Samalu because Anderson has worked out on the left side and McCormick has not. Do you agree with that?
Well, not only that, but Spencer got a ton of first-team reps because they rested Isaac Seumalo so much during camp. So he's familiar, you know, with that operation. Not that it matters now because Herbig's hurt, but, you know, he worked a lot with the left tackle and the center during camp. So it seems like they're going to go in that direction. But, listen, Mason McCormick is a talented guy. They like him as well, so... You know, I think that he'll be in play, but I would expect Anderson to get the start.
How many games, if you had to pinpoint, would you actually say Seumalo is going to miss? If you're just taking a guess and understanding as I ask you that is an inexact science, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say four games. I guess there's an outside chance that he could come back, you know, because he got hurt about 10 days before the start of the season. Outside chance that he could come back for that Colts game. And remember, guys, you can bring eight guys back from IR. So that's a move that they can make sometime in the next couple of days. Put Seumalo on IR, you know, add somebody else to the 53-man roster, and then he, of course, can come back the week after that Colts game at the end of the month.
When do you think we see Roman Wilson?
I'm almost 100% he'll be inactive for the first game. Just doing some light stuff here this week in practice. We'll see what he does next week, but it would be a pretty big upset for, you know, to see him out there in the opener. Listen, if he does well and he practices well, hey, maybe second, third game, but I don't think you'll see him for the Falcons game.
Did the Jaylen Warren hamstring injury open the door for Najee Harris to, at the very least, be the feature back against the Falcons in week one, Ray?
Yeah, for 1 week, probably. You know, I think they're going to want to be as careful as they can, but, I mean, talked to Jaylen this week, and he said he had a grade 2 hamstring strain as a rookie, and he only missed one game. This is a grade 1, so he didn't even feel like it was as severe as that first one. So quick healer, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I think, yeah, for one game, maybe it'll be 60-40, 70-30 instead of 50-50.
Ray, how much of a role can we expect Corey Trice to play for this team early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, Corey played well until he tweaked his groin a little bit, had a couple of tackles in that Detroit game. So, you know, I talked to Terrell Austin about this last week, and, you know, I asked him the question, how do you know when these young guys are ready for those roles? And I was talking about Corey Trice and Darius Rush, and he basically said it's like dice. You know, sometimes you got to bet on the come. And I think those guys, like the offensive linemen, the young offensive linemen, they're going to learn on the job. And I think – right now, they feel like it's worth the risk. Maybe they'll make some mistakes early in the season. But what Austin said, you know, by October, by November, hopefully, if they keep progressing, you know, they'll be key pieces to that defense.
Mike Tannenbaum, who ran two AFC East teams into the ground, Ray, continues to get a platform to say ridiculous things about the Steelers, including the latest. Mike Tomlin should go into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot if he gets this team to 9-8. Your thoughts on the expectations being so low for the Steelers that just a winning season would be viewed as a great coaching job?
Isn't that like the mean? Like when you have people on like me, don't we all say like 9-8, 10-7? I mean, that's the expectation. And for him to say it would be some kind of tremendous feat, I don't know where that comes from. I guess it's because the offense has been so bad the last couple of years. But listen, this defense, I think it can be better than last year. Last year they had a nice little run. I know the schedule wasn't as tough, but you add Patrick Queen, you add Deshaun Elliott, you get faster. Guys like Dante Jackson. I mean, this defense has a chance, if they stay healthy, to be a legit top 10 defense, both in yards and in points. So I don't know where that comes from, but kind of seems to be a theme, on the national level.
I don't understand, Ray, because it takes all this agency away from Tomlin. Like, he's just handed this roster from on high, has absolutely zero say-so in it, and it's like, well, I'll just try to make do again. I'm blindfolded and have earmuffs on while all of this is happening, and then I open up the box on Christmas morning, and here's my roster. I almost think it's borderline insulting to Tomlin from some of these guys that they act like he's not involved with the roster construction.
I guess all these national people don't read clips because, I mean, if you know the Steelers, you know that Mike Tomlin goes on all these pro day visits. I mean, he's basically coaching in the Senior Bowl. So I don't know how you believe that he's not involved. I mean, ESPN televises that, don't they? The Senior Bowl, or, you know, they cover it, very well. So he should know that. So, I don't know why Tannenbaum does that. I mean, there are other guys on the national scene who seem to have it out for the Steelers as well. Hey, time will tell. I don't think this is going to be a great team this season, guys, but I think 9-8, 10-7, that's certainly not out of the question.
Donnie is going to ask Mark Cabali this question later tonight, so I figured I'll ask it to you. Would you rank Mason Rudolph as a quarterback ahead of either Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
For the Steelers scheme?
Sure.
I'll say no, just because I know Mike Tomlin wants mobility in his starting quarterback, and he talked about that again yesterday. I mean, it remains to be seen how mobile Wilson is with his calf injury. I don't think, the couple of snaps he took in the preseason are going to tell that tale. But listen, Mason Rudolph is a good quarterback, guys. He's your traditional pocket passer. I think he's probably better served being a backup in this league, but he's definitely a guy you can win with in the short term if your starter does have an injury.
Ray Fittipaldo, Post-Gazette, Steelers Insider. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.